I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1272. Have you got the time? What do you think I just asked you? It's not clear without context, is it? If I walk up to you at a bus stop and ask, "Have you got the time?" you would assume I'm wanting you to look at your watch or your phone and tell me the exact time of day. But if we've been talking about going to the store to pick something up and I ask you, "Have you got the time?" then you'd know I'm wondering if you can fit going to the store into your schedule right now. We have basically one word in English, but the Greeks had two, and time isn't always what you think. T2G, or The Two Greatest, is about love, loving God, loving others in our everyday lives. Sometimes love is all about timing. In Greek, chronos is time. We get the word chronology from that. We find it in the Bible in places like the Christmas story, when the wise men come to Herod, the evil king, and ask him what time the star had appeared. That's chronos. He wanted to know calendar time, clock time, exact time, so he could figure out what baby boys to kill to eliminate the threat to his throne. But there's another word for time that has more T2G implications. The ancients used kairos to refer to a more qualitative aspect of time, when something had special meaning, something special was happening. This term is used much more often, almost twice as often in the Bible. Sometimes it's translated season. Kairos time is when something important happened at just the right time. Paul, for example, explains when the fullness of time, kairos, came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, Galatians 4:4. God wasn't waiting for a precise date on the calendar, but for a period in human history in which the conditions were most appropriate to send the Savior. We Western-minded people often think chronos, when we ought to be thinking kairos. Love demands that we pay attention to the clock, but also pay attention to the Spirit. In the book Misreading the Scriptures Through Western Eyes, the authors make this point. Understanding the Bible's preference for kairos has even larger implications. This is particularly true in light of Western fascination with the end of time. Because we in the United States fret over time, we figure God does too. God must be watching his watch, checking the time until the end of time. The biblical writers, unlike many non-Westerners, were less concerned with clock or calendar time, chronos, and they were more concerned with the appropriateness, the fittingness of events, kairos. You might say they were more concerned with timing than with time. It's possible to be so worried about time, chronos, that in turn we miss kairos. We miss living like citizens of the kingdom in the moment. Here's the great question. When it comes to how you love, how sensitive are you to timing, not just time? Let's pray. Father, in the midst of the rush and routine of life, we ask for your grace to help us recognize and embrace the beauty of kairos time, the moments infused with your presence and your purpose. Grant us the sensitivity to discern the divine appointments that you've set up for us, the opportunities to connect deeply with others, the chance to align our actions with your divine plan. As we navigate the ticking of the clock, may we not be solely bound by the constraints of chronos time, but rather attuned to the rhythm of your perfect timing. Guide us to be present in the moment, the moments that matter most, to listen to your gentle nudges, and to act in accordance with your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1273. In the meantime, when we're listening to others tell us their heartaches, spilling their hearts, what time is it? I mean, what time is it really? When God offers you an opportunity to bless someone that's right in front of you at the moment, and pretty soon they'll be gone, what time is it? Not chronos, but kairos. And when you are having a moment and you want to react in anger rather than love, what time is it? What time is it at that moment? You see, when it comes to kairos over chronos, we have the opportunity not just to look at our phones and check the calendar clock, the wall clock, the clock on our wrist, but to check with the Spirit and see what the Spirit is saying about what he would have us do in that moment. Have you got the time?